Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Buffalo Bills Report at Kiss 98.5. We welcome to the show Ike Butker. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Awesome.
I'm so excited to talk to you. But I have to talk to you first about Iowa, because what a college experience you had to have had, and what a year they're having.
Oh, absolutely. I had a great time at Iowa, and they've really turned the season around after those first two games, so it's been a lot of fun to watch this year.
Is that kind of like your happy place where, you know, playing in the NFL now and having the stress of the season and all the things that go along with it, are you able to watch the games and just kind of like sit back and enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely. Especially now, I got my neighbor from growing up is Jack Campbell, and he's a linebacker for them. So getting to watch him, and he's still young, so I still know, you know, a couple guys on the team. So, you know, that makes it a lot more fun as well, just having a connection with some of the guys still.
I can hear about these corn-fed Iowa players. You are a big dude. Are you a standout in that area size-wise, or is everybody there just built a little bit bigger?
I definitely think I stand out a little bit just with my height, but there's some big Iowa boys, you know, around. I don't really stick out like a sore thumb or anything like that.
Ike, I don't think 6'6 is that tall. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
That's normal. That's normal. How about the Bills season? Congratulations on a great season.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a lot of fun and really looking forward to this Sunday.
How fun was it to play on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, that was incredible. That was, you know, a dream of mine growing up, so it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. And Sunday Night Football this week is, you know, it's going to be awesome. Obviously wish we could have fans, but really looking forward to that.
The Steelers, what's your assignment?
Well, I mean, I got number 97. He'll be lined up, you know, over me most of the game, and he's a really good player. But, you know, overall, they're all really good players, and they're a really good defense, well coached. They fly around, they're physical, you know, they're everything that you would want in a defense. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us, and we're all really looking forward to the opportunity. And, you know, just going to go out and try to have fun playing football with the guys and, you know, play our hardest and see what happens.
On Monday night, there was the magical moments of a touchdown, Cole Beasley getting rocked to sleep by Feliciano. How did that come to happen on the field? Tell me about what the process was as far as planning this out and then actually doing it.
I think that was just something that they had planned out, because I honestly had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
Must have been fun to watch. You got a front row seat.
Awesome. Yeah, it was funny.
We talk all the time about the flow of Cole Beasley's hair. Do you guys talk about it too? Because literally it was like
magical.
When they were showing him on television, Cole Beasley, it was like his hair was in slow motion. Is it like that in real life?
Yeah, it's like that all the time. Absolutely.
On the phone with Ike, one of our favorite football players on the Buffalo Bills. You're a guard. You protect Josh Allen. How close are you guys?
We're close. We played in college, played against each other in college. So we had that connection coming in. And then, you know, we've both been here, obviously, the whole time. So, you know, I've become really good friends with him, and he's just He's such a great guy and such a great leader and, you know, everything you want in a quarterback, honestly.
Do you take it personally when they go after him? Like, do you feel it inside, like a primal reaction when they go after your buddy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think every lineman that, you know, plays feels that same way about their quarterback. If their quarterback, you know, acts like Josh does, and he's just such a team first guy and just such a great leader. So, you know, I think everybody on the entire team does.
Ike Boedker of the Buffalo Bills on the phone with us. Do you read your headlines? Because I'm looking at a headline written about you that you're unselfish and determined, and you shined on the national stage in the starting opportunity. Like, how does it make you feel when such great things are being written about you?
You know, it's great. To be honest, I don't really. That's never been something that I do. I just don't. I don't read that stuff because it can be positive, it can be negative. I just try and show up every day and just do a little bit better. And I think that's something that I was taught at Iowa, and that's something that, you know, my parents taught me growing up. So I don't really get into that at all. But, you know, that's nice stuff, and obviously I don't hate getting sent that stuff, but I don't really read into that stuff very much. I just try and, you know, take it one day at a time.
So who do you appreciate a nice attaboy from? Would it be from a parent, a coach, a friend, coworker? Who do you respect when they say good job?
I would just say, you know, teammates, you know, the guys next to you and guys you're playing with or guys that put on the tape that are on other teams. You know, if I get a text from them or if we're talking about stuff, and, you know, those guys are who I really care, you know, what they think, and just that I'm giving that full effort all the time and stuff like that. You know, the stuff that you can control, I would say, is stuff that I try to focus on and look for to make sure I'm, you know, being held accountable with that kind of stuff.
So what's your day at work like today? What are you guys going to do? Is it a walkthrough or is it a full practice?
It's called Fast Friday. So we go out and do everything full speed, but it's not very physical. Just kind of get moving, get a sweat going, and then start resting up for the game, really, after the day.
I can't remember who we talked to earlier this season, and I thought it was on Fridays, where there's some kind of like a pose-off that happens after lifting. Is that still happening at One Bills Drive?
With the gun show?
We have a gun show. Yeah. That's it, Ike. Yeah. Yeah. Are you winning the gun show?
Yeah. Oh, we're getting after it in there. A little upper body lift after practice, just for fun and hang out, listen to good music. But, you know, it's a little different with COVID and everything, but we still get in there and get the lift in. I mean, yeah, the gun show is the lift, but just not much posing.
How often are you the guy in the back going, hey guys, how about some Eric Church right about now?
100% of the time. That's every day.
So what is Christmas like for you? Will you have time to celebrate it? Will you wait till after the holidays? Because you guys have a busy schedule.
Yeah, probably wait till, I mean, I'll have a Christmas with my wife and my son at home, and then just kind of wait till, you know, after the season. Mm-hmm. So hopefully.
What's
hopefully
on your son's?
A month and a half.
Yeah. What's on your son's Christmas list this year?
It's hard to know because he's not talking quite yet. He's only 8 months old.
Oh, he's eight months old.
Yeah, but. So just a couple toys, probably. Uh-huh. A new blanket or something.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
Ooh, good question.
Oh, I didn't put much on there. I put some house slippers on there. Mm-hmm. For just around the house, hang out in. That's really it.
Nothing like a good pair of house slippers, that's for sure. Do you miss seeing Bills Mafia at the football games? Because that's special.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, and away games as well.
Yeah.
Both. So definitely miss seeing them and, you know, can't wait till, you know, they're back. Obviously, it's not looking great for this year, but, you know, whenever that is, it's going to be electric for sure.
It wouldn't be a good Buffalo Bills report without me asking you. I know you like buffalo wings or wings. What is your order when you're getting wings? Everyone's got their own order.
I'm going medium from Mulberry with extra blue cheese on the side, though, for sure. Well,
It's a good order right there.
That is a good, solid order. We appreciate the time you took. What's your message to Bills fans as you get ready for that Sunday night football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Man, just cheer hard and cheer us on and just keep the energy up. It's been fun year, and seeing all the fans and videos of fans and all that, it's been great. Not the same as in person, but you know, it's great for this year. So just keep it up and we'll go out there and do the best we can.
Great talking to you. Like, have a great game on Sunday night. We can't wait to see what you do.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's the Buffalo Bills Report with Ike Bucker. We say go Bills. This is Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!